I'm Lacey. Life is too fun to be held down by kids.
Hi, I'm Amy. Being a mom is the most rewarding job ever.
Loose lips and childbearing hips.
That's so American.
We're proud Americans, y'all.
You're out of shape even for an American.
This is Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, and I am Lacey G.
She's the all-American dream. Lacey has the right to tell you that she's from Warner Robins, Georgia. The opportunity to drink wine and eat cheese whenever she feels like it. And I'd like to say we're all equals, but here in America, oh, shoot. Her husband has more money. They're not equal. That's all I have to say.
Did you lose your train of thought there?
Yeah, I messed up. I don't feel well, so my brain's all blue.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's okay. I was in a car wreck, and that's why I'm stupid. I'm still going to go with that excuse. She fills my mornings with lies and sarcasm like, it's going to be a great day. Rather than sugar and spice and everything nice, she's thawed shrimp and pickled ginger. Some might even say that she looks comfortable. Her name is...
Amy Nichols. I hate that compliment.
You won in that intro department. I know you do. That's why I had to go with it. And I'd like to welcome a Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips virgin.
Yes, that's it.
Virgin to the show. Even though he's as old as my dad, he's still a husband in my dreams. His rage is comparable to Amy's, and his cholesterol level is comparable to death. His name is?
White Cheddar.
Hey, White Cheddar.
Hi, how are you?
Welcome.
Nice to be here. Thank you.
What an honor.
Yeah.
I know. I'm so excited, even though you were the backup.
Yeah.
Nick Adams was supposed to come on and ask us some questions, but he had to leave. So
all good. I'm ready.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So last week I had a Welcome to America party for my girlfriend from Poland. She's been here forever. I don't know, super long time. And she just got her citizenship. She was Miss Teen Poland back in the day. She hates it whenever I tell people that. But she took her citizenship test and passed it. And now she's an American.
So American and gorgeous.
She's so hot.
Yeah.
She's so beautiful.
So how old is she now?
She's my age,
over
a little bit older.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. She's been here for a long time. She went to college. She's been married. She has a baby. And I couldn't believe she wasn't a citizen.
So did she meet the guy by mail, or how did that work?
No, she actually, her husband really lucked out because she was a ticket taker at a concert venue in Houston for Metallica. And he gave her his concert ticket. She was checking him in and he was checking her out and was like, hey, here's my number. And she moved in with him in Fort Worth and they've been together ever since.
Cool.
And she is smoking hot.
Yeah.
Her husband's cool, but he's also really smart. So sometimes it's hard to follow a conversation with him. He's a little bit too smart.
A good combo, though.
Yeah.
Smarts and
hot.
Looks.
That's me and Jeremy, right? I'm the hot one. He's the smart one.
Yeah.
We'll go with that anyway. But in honor of my friend becoming a U.S. citizen, I thought maybe we could take a citizenship test. Because Jeremy started asking her questions at the party. What did you have to answer in order to become a citizen? And I didn't know the answers. They asked one. So don't be afraid. I don't have a heads up on this. But White Cheddar from Fat Guy Handbook is here to ask us some questions to see if we would be allowed to become U.S. citizens.
Yeah, they're not easy.
They're not?
I don't think.
Are there dates and names?
There are no dates.
Okay.
No dates.
Okay.
There are a couple of names, but no dates.
I really wanted to cheat. You gave me warning on this, which was dumb. But I didn't cheat.
You haven't studied?
I have not studied at all.
Okay. This Lacey, have you studied?
No. Gosh, no. Okay. I didn't even really study in school, and that's the last time I tried. So I think we should both ding in so the first person can answer.
Okay.
And then just give our answers from there. I'm going to have a prediction. All of mine are going to be wrong. Super duper wrong.
Wait, ding or say our name?
It doesn't matter.
Okay. I just don't want it to get complicated.
One can be ding, the other can be dong. Which one do you want to be?
I'll be ding.
I wanted to be dong anyway.
Okay, our first question. The First Amendment protects several rights and freedoms like freedom of speech and religion. Name one more.
Ding.
Ding?
Yeah.
Amy.
The right to bear arms.
That is incorrect.
Oh, shoot.
I believe that's the Second Amendment.
I'm thinking of the commandments, which are like, thou shalt not. I don't think that one's it. You have the right to vote.
No, it's not. No.
Oh.
I don't think we got that one.
Yeah, the First Amendment.
Oh.
You say that liberty. Like that clarifies.
Yeah. Liberty. Can I get to steal it?
Liberty, no.
Oh,
it's
shoot.
Not, no.
And justice for all.
No.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
No.
I don't know what the First Amendment is.
Assembly is one, the freedom to assemble.
Oh.
Like games?
Freedom of press. And the petition, the government.
Oh,
how many of those did you know?
I knew two of the three.
Oh, smarty pants.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah. Shoot. Okay. 0-0. Okay.
All right. What are the, what's going to happen when no one gets one right? What are two rights in the Declaration of Independence?
Ding dong. I'm going to steal Amy's last answer. The right to bear arms.
No.
And the right to vote.
No, both are incorrect.
Okay. Ding.
Okay.
I don't think I need to ding. I'm going to say we're all equal humans.
No.
Wasn't no.
We're all equal.
Earlier you said that one of the answers in the last answer in the last question.
I did?
Uh-huh. Vote. No, I said that.
No. I said bear arms, but you just said that.
I don't know. I don't think it was everybody's equal because wasn't the Constitution written whenever there was still slavery?
Yeah, but
this is the Declaration of Independence, not the Constitution.
Okay. I don't really know the difference, but go ahead.
The Declaration of Independence gave you the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Oh, shoot. Man, yeah. I should have gotten that one.
Yeah. That's the 4th of July.
I'm getting dumber as I say that. Or feel smarter.
I think maybe I should have cheated now.
All right. Question 3. What is the economic system in the United States?
This is no.
Dollars.
More specific.
United States dollars.
I don't really understand.
Is that the question?
Yes. What is the economic system in the United States?
Taxes.
No.
Democracy.
No.
Okay, we had to dumb this down so much that I told Nick, just pick a couple of questions and they don't have to be difficult.
This is not a complicated question, but kind of. Capitalist economy or a market economy?
Oh my God. I've never said that before in my life. Capitalist.
Okay.
Oh man. I sound so dumb right now.
So far, my prediction is right on. Are you kidding me? At one point, I said something about the North versus South War. That was words that I said. And then I corrected myself. I realized I was talking about Civil War. But well, yeah, I was like, that North versus South War.
I just don't want them to take my citizenship
away. We have 5 more questions.
Okay. I'm nervous.
We might get 0.
I think I can get one. I think I can.
I think this one someone can get. How many U.S. senators are there?
Ding.
You're
dong.
Wrong. Yeah.
Like 10.
No. Amy.
I think each state has 2, so I'm going to say 100.
Correct.
Yes! Oh, man.
Yes, that's the winner, folks. All right. Who is one of your state's U.S. senators now?
Ding.
Dong.
Dang it. Okay. Now I forgot. Ted Cruz.
Yeah. Correct.
Oh, shoot. Now we're tied.
Oh, crap.
Wait, do I still have a chance to say one as
say
well?
One. Sure. Do you know the other one, Lacey?
Oh, there's only 2.
Well, you just said there's 2 in each state.
I know.
I want to say John something. John something. I don't know.
Yeah, you're right. It is John something.
Oh, I don't know.
John Cornyn.
Mm, no, I would have never gotten that.
Okay. Well, then I completely lied. That's not who I was thinking about at all. White Cheddar, do you know why I would know Ted Cruz is...
Yeah, because your dad wrote a song for him or something.
Yeah, my dad was on his campaign trail. Aww. That's the only reason why I knew that. He was like the musician for his campaign. Okay, next question. We're tied.
If both the president and the vice president can no longer serve, who becomes president?
Dong.
Okay.
Secretary of State.
Nope.
I wish I had another title that I knew. Something of defense.
Nope.
the guy with glasses on Scandal. What is his name? He's like this. No, because I think that's Secretary of something. What's the answer?
Speaker of the House.
Oh.
Yeah, I wasn't going to get that.
Yeah. One to
that
one.
That doesn't sound one important enough.
Okay, let's just.
1-1.
White Cheddar, did you know a lot of these?
I think so. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, 4 of the.
All right.
He has wisdom, though.
I'm older. I'm really old.
All right.
Yeah. How many justices are there on the Supreme Court?
Ding.
You're dong.
Dong. Also, I'm guessing every single time. I'm going to go with 13.
No.
Oh, I was thinking 13 original colonies.
I mean, I guess there's no harm in guessing. I'm going to say 21.
No. Justices of the Supreme Court? No.
4.
No, it needs to be an odd number.
Why? Why do you say that with a matter of fact?
Because they need, when they decide
to
something,
break a tie.
It can't be, yeah.
Oh, technicality. 21.
Nine.
I just said there 21.
There are nine. There are nine Supreme Court justices. Can you guys name one?
Justice of the Peace. No.
No, no, name, an actual a proper name. Name.
No.
Like Ruth like Bader Judge? Ginsburg.
Like what?
Never
he just
mind.
Gave us one.
Clarence Thomas.
Nope.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
We'll just stop there. Okay. There were 13 original states. Name three.
Virginia and Connecticut and Delaware. Dong. Yeah. Washington.
Hold on. Washington. No.
Oh. That's like on
we
the other
We need stuff
side.
On the East Coast, yo.
Oh, well, then I'm out. Because yeah. I was going to say Washington, the state, not D.C., because that's two separate things. I don't know if y'all know that.
I have
to spread the word.
Yeah.
Okay, Massachusetts.
Washington wasn't even a part of the United States until after the Louisiana
I don't
purchase.
Know this, Robert. Welcome okay. to my life,
What's
okay? Oblivious. I don't care. I'm going to say Virginia, Massachusetts.
You already said Virginia.
I'm going to say Massachusetts.
Yes.
Did I say that right? No.
No.
Okay.
We won't ask you to spell.
Texas, the Lone Star State.
No.
And Florida.
Oh, wow. You do not mean that.
No.
Can you name any more?
Yes.
What?
I'm going to guess
Rhode Island. Pennsylvania. Washington.
Rhode Island is one. Pennsylvania is one.
North Dakota.
No.
Georgia.
No.
Heck no.
Georgia's the best state.
Is it?
Kinda.
The best for what?
Kinda.
Okay.
For fried green tomatoes and sweet tea?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Was that the last question?
That is the last question.
So does that mean I win?
It does.
Oh my gosh.
The
we
other states, two. By the way, New Hampshire, New York, New Jersey, Maryland, North Carolina, South Carolina, and Georgia was the actual last one.
Georgia. Yeah. So I was kind of right too.
Well, not really, but.
I'm going to give myself half a point on that one. Okay. So I have one and a half. You have two.
Yeah.
Well, I'm really proud of you.
Amy.
Thank you.
Way to go.
I still don't feel good about it,
no,
though.
No, I wouldn't.
I'm going to take my win. I didn't win, but I got one correct, and that's a lot better than I thought I was going to do. So I'm
proud
good, is
us.
What I'm trying to say.
Yeah. I'm proud of us.
Yeah. The only one she got right was Ted Cruz.
I'm historical AF. All right. Thank you, White Cheddar, for joining us. What do you have going on
great.
Fat Guy Handbook?
I don't know. I think this week coming up, we are going to talk about something that a student wrote in Cappy's daughter's yearbook.
Was it offensive?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
And it was like a full page.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, she hates her.
And it looks kind of like that.
Oh.
And he signed his name, which was
it was a guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Was it a tracer or he just didn't? No,
it was
never
more
mind.
Like a rocket.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's, we talk about that.
That's
and,
a no, no good.
Yeah.
Something else. I don't remember.
How embarrassing. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Sounds good. Thank
I
you
hope
for
you had a blast.
Me. Yeah, it was great.
I think we did a great
time.
Job.
Yeah.
I think this was a lot of fun. We should do it again soon.
I'm going to study.
Thank you, Robert. Okay, so my Welcome to America party was a success. My girlfriend had so much fun because...
Hi,
Lacey. Where is my wallet?
I'm sorry, I meant to give it back to you. You left your wallet in the room and I hid it because I thought it'd be funny. And then I was like, oh, crap, don't let him leave without his wallet. And then I forgot about it.
Oh, okay. Well, I can't leave until I find it.
It's in Robert's room in front of the puppet.
Okay, yours is in the control room behind a door.
We're in the control room.
I mean,
in Trey's room?
No, it's like those two doors by the kitchen. I thought that was a control room. I don't know what it is.
Okay.
It's like got a whole bunch of machines and stuff.
All right, well, thank
the
you
whole
for telling
purse,
me.
The whole purse.
Great. Thanks, Justin. Don't forget to drink water.
Okay, I will.
Bye. Okay, I'm so glad he remembered that. Okay, so the Welcome to America party was a success. My girlfriend Marta was so surprised. She had mentioned to me like twice that she was getting ready to take her citizenship test. So
What led her to this? Was it having a baby that she wanted the citizenship, or it just came up randomly and she decided one day that she wanted to? Because she'd been here for over a decade.
Yeah, that's what I didn't understand. Plus, she got married, so how does that not make her a citizen? I mean, obviously, I don't know the government,
well,
so.
I know legally she can stay here being married to a citizen, but I don't know. I don't think that gives you citizenship.
I didn't ask her. I know that hanging out with Marta is like hanging out with the embassy. She attracts all the foreign people of Texas and makes them her friend. So I'll be hanging out with her and this girl from Brazil, and she has several friends from Poland as well. But it's all foreign people, and birthdays with them are so much fun because you do the happy birthday song in every language. So
how fun.
Yeah, her husband's Venezuelan, so then it's Spanish and English and Polish and Brazilian if she's there, and whoever else we have. The our Brazilian friend is with an Australian, and I know that our Brazilian friend got her citizenship last year. Her boyfriend's going this year to get his, and Marta got hers. So it's a long process. So I don't know how long she's been applying for this. I'm assuming she wanted it just because she is a citizen here.
Yeah.
She's been in the U.S. for a long time now. Her family's here.
I'm sure she took it seriously. Unlike us, we don't know anything.
No.
I thought she studied hardcore.
She did.
Yeah. I'm so proud of her.
And the first year of our friendship, I did not understand Marta because she still has a heavy accent. I did not understand her. So the first year of our friendship, I'm like, what? What'd you say? Second year of our friendship, I'm translating for her. But it was so cute being her friend because I'd mentioned like Wizard of Oz. She had no idea what I was talking about. And I went with her to take her driver's test whenever she was like 21, 22.
Yeah.
And she goes to pick me up and there's defrost on the window. And she's like, what is this? What? And I'm like, Marta, you don't know what defrost is? You don't know how to get this off your windshield? Like, you're going to go take your driver test, sweetie. You got to figure this out.
I don't think that's on the test, but it is important to know.
It's need to know information, though.
Yeah.
She's the only person in the world I've ever heard. What is this? What is this on my window?
I like your impression of her accent. It's so cute.
That is her, though.
I know. Well, I've met her. Yeah.
But she mentioned it twice. And then the second time I mentioned it to my husband, Jeremy, he's like, we need to do something. This is a big deal. Obviously, she's excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
So we threw her a surprise party and she came home from work. I'd gone to her house earlier that day, dropped off balloons, banners, all kinds of different stuff. And then I had some stuff to do and I was trying to beat her home. Well, I'm parking in front of her house whenever she pulled up. So I was like, crap, she sees me.
Whoops.
And then I didn't wait for her. I hurried up and I ran inside because I had more stuff.
Did she shut the door on her face?
Like, no, she was in the garage. I was coming through the front door.
Okay.
And she had the baby. She has a 2-year-old kid. So she had to get Stella out and everything else. But yeah, then I run inside. So I completely ruined the surprise. It wasn't a big deal surprise, but still. And then she walks in the door and we have everything decorated and welcome to America. And it was just so much fun. She had a blast and she was so grateful for it.
Yeah.
Although I can say this because they don't listen.
I'm nervous.
No. It's not bad. But Jeremy was really the mastermind behind this. And then I'm the one who helped pull it off with her husband. But we were the two who kind of conspired to get this going. And then, of course, her husband's like, yeah, we're in. We'll do this. Well, she was so grateful and she was so surprised that her husband did it. So she was like, I can't believe you did this for me. Thank you so much. So Jeremy and I just didn't say anything.
Y'all are such good friends.
Well, we don't need the credit. And if you're happy thinking that your husband pulled this off for you, then more power to it. She knew that Jeremy and I contributed. So I didn't need her to thank me.
Yeah. Yeah. I really want the credit. When I do something, I want the credit.
Oh, but she was bragging about him on social media. I can't believe my husband pulled this off. So, I mean, I think that's cute. If I think that Jeremy did something for me and it makes me happy, don't steal that joy away from me because he doesn't always make me happy. So you got to take it where you can, you know?
That might be the glue that's holding them together. I'm just kidding.
But we had an absolute blast doing that. And I felt so good going home. I did a good thing. My friend's happy. And then I take the exit to leave to go to my house. And that's when some butthead not paying attention hit me in my new car.
I mean, less than a month, right? Or a couple months.
I bought it at the beginning of this year.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, still, it makes me so angry because I'm not the one out there ruining my cars. Like, this is the second time that somebody hit me. The first time was completely not traumatic. But this is the first time somebody hit me in this car. Yeah. And then it's like, what the crap? At least if I'm causing a wreck, I have nobody to blame but myself. But then this dude, not paying attention, slammed into the back of me. And I was so completely freaked out. I pulled over and I was just bawling. And the guy's like, oh my God, are you okay? And I'm like, oh, I think I'm fine. But it was just, it was so shocking and angry that you did this to me.
He took joy away from you. You were having a great time and a new car. He just stole it.
It's going to take down the value of my car.
Yep.
He tried saying, well, because there's some construction there. Well, it's so confusing there because of the construction. I said, it's confusing that I was yielding for oncoming traffic because where is the confusion there?
Yeah, I'm in front of you. Don't hit me.
So he's trying to play it off. And then, of course, we had to get out of the road. So I pulled into the first place, which happened to be in front of this bar, restaurant, but happened to be in front of this bar. And he's like, oh, were you coming here? Was I going to a bar? No, I was going home. Like, what? I felt like he was trying to make excuses, but all this complaining, he has been very easy to work with. He was so nice that night. My husband pulled over with us and took care of the whole situation. He was so nice that night. His insurance has been accommodating.
Good.
So, I mean, I am mad, but I don't know that I'm mad at him. I'm mad about the situation, but
yeah.
Jeremy summed it up perfectly whenever he said, they call it an accident for a reason.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, he's not paying attention, but there were no drunk drivers involved.
God you're okay.
I felt bad because he hopped out of the vehicle and he had some kind of fluid on him, some green. I don't know what it was. So, I mean, his car had damage, too. And we were worried about him trying to get home. But then he's worried about me because I was crying like a baby. Amy, I didn't even know I had this inside of me. Jeremy was like, I've never seen you like that before.
Maybe it's from just a high from the party to a low to the accident is just such an extreme that your body, I don't know, just freaking out, needed to level out or something.
It was complete anger, too. And then I called my best friend on the way home just because I'm angry. I'm scared. I had just finally quit crying. So I was like, okay, I can call. And I still, you know, my voice is still wavering, but I called Vanessa and she didn't answer. So I called her husband and he answered. And I was like, oh, I just got into a wreck. Feel sorry for me, blah, blah, blah. And then I called him back later to tell him, hey, I'm really sorry. I was freaking out earlier. I don't want you to worry. I'm okay. And he was like, I wasn't worried anyway. And I'm like, but no, I was in a wreck. Like, you should be worried about me.
So did you leave it a message the first time?
No, I talked to him, but I was feeling pathetic, and then I wanted to let him know, even though I was being hysterical, I'm okay.
I really am going to make it.
But then I did have to go to the doctor the next day. Like, he has been so unconcerned about me, so now he just makes fun of me. Are you okay after your nearly fatal wreck? And I'm like,
oh,
dude.
Oh, stop.
But I was rear-ended. I did have damage to my car, damage to my body. Nothing too severe, but I mean, still, just the shock of being in a wreck.
And all that sucks. Plus, it's just annoyance. Calls. Paperwork. It's just time that you've lost.
The rentals that I have been in have been ridiculous. They put me in some fuel efficient, what is that called? Those cars, hybrids.
Mm-hmm.
Put me in a hybrid. So every time I'd stop, the car would cut off, the AC would cut off. I'm like, what is this crap? I love the environment and all, but I'm not driving those kind of cars.
Not in 100 plus degree heat.
It was hot. I'm sweating. The cars that I've been driving, so I was able to trade in and get a different one, but none of them have had the same gas mileage that I'm used to. I do a lot of driving, so my car is very fuel efficient. This is not, so I'm spending money on gas. I can't get in through my garage anymore because I don't have a garage door opener.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
It's it's programmed into my car.
Oh my gosh, that's so fancy.
So I don't have a clicker to be able to get inside.
I didn't even know that was available.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
You probably have something on your car. Maybe. You just didn't realize it.
I still can't figure out how to hook up my phone to my car.
Oh my gosh.
I know. I don't know how to do it.
Have you ever read the manual?
No. I just think it should be easy enough for me not to have to read anything.
I've had 3 car rentals here recently, and I hooked up my phone to every single one of them.
No way.
Yeah.
Wow. No, it's just too difficult for me. I want someone else to do it for me. I want it to be really, really easy. Like,
one button. That's what I want.
I can look at it for you. I consider myself, I might not be a history expert or a constitution expert or whatever that thing is that we just did, but I'm pretty fluent in cars now, I would say.
Yeah, I'd say so too.
I should be getting my car back by the end of the week though.
Good. I'm glad. Well, I mean, it's still damaged goods, I hate to say, but
it is.
Yeah.
And it's not my fault.
Hopefully they'll clean it up real nice for you when they hand it back to you.
They said there was no structural damage, so it should be fine. But still, and I haven't gotten my car refinanced yet. I was supposed to go to the bank and get it refinanced. Now I have to get it refinanced as a wrecked vehicle.
Yeah. I'm so sorry.
So stupid.
That stinks.
And I'm not trying to be dramatic, but that's not even the worst thing that happened to me, Amy.
Shut up.
So I went to Georgia last weekend to see my niece graduate. She's 18. She's such a joy. Rihanna. She was Rihanna before the famous singer Rihanna. I thought that was such a beautiful name. And I used to say, I'm gonna name my daughter Rihanna. And now I can't because I just know about Rihanna like slapping her crotch and singing work, 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 work. So I can't do it.
It was original.
But I went to Georgia last weekend and I knew that one of my favorite bands was coming into town. So it's this band. A lot of people don't know them. I don't know that they're super popular, but it's a band called Nothing More. And the lead singer, Johnny Hawkins, his voice is just amazing.
It's like butter.
Oh, because acoustically, like he sounds so well. I prefer his acoustic stuff over
the screaming.
Oh, I like his screaming, but a lot of times their music is like too processed and it has too much noise behind it and beats and stuff like that. And I like it pure. Yeah. But his voice is so beautiful. And I had this dream one time. This is the most intimate dream I've ever had. Don't cue the sexy music because we're not getting there. But I had this dream one time that him and I were like passionately making out on this washing machine. And it was just so hot. And he has this crazy six-pack abs.
Yeah, washboard.
What is this?
That's why you're on the washing machine.
And I'm just like strumming his belly and we're making out. And it was so hot and passionate and it never went anywhere else. But this was the most passionate dream that I've ever had before. Like in the moment.
Did you think of your husband?
So while I'm making out with him, I leaned over and I was like, we have to hurry up. Jeremy's about to be here. And so I woke up the next morning and I was like, oh my God, I totally had an affair on you last night in my dream. Because, I mean, sure, I've had sexy dreams about people before, but that was the one and only time where I realized I was married. Mm-hmm. So in my dream, I'm making out with this hot rock star.
Was there guilt, at least, when you woke up?
No, there was a sense of urgency. We got to go. Oh, when I woke up.
Yeah.
No, whenever I woke up, I told Jeremy about it. And then I'm giving him the sexy eye, you know, I'm like fist in my mouth and stuff. Hey, babe. And he's like, no. You're not going to live your fantasy out on me. He wasn't mad because it's just a dream.
Yeah.
Okay. So all that being said, favorite band, favorite rock star. In town. The weekend that I'm going to be out of town.
Yeah.
And you were trying to convince me, don't go to the graduation.
Yeah. I mean, graduations are the absolute worst. They're way too long. It's just names being read, people mm-hmm. talking. And we do this for a living. We don't need to hear any more people talking.
So I knew I was missing out on the concert, but I have to go see my niece. And so I made the conscious decision. I'm going to go. Well, a couple days before I'm leaving for Georgia, my friend in the industry texted me and he's like, hey, you're going to the concert this weekend, right? I was like, man, no, I'm sorry. I'm going to Georgia. I know I'm going to miss this one, blah, blah, blah. He texts me back. Oh, I was going to put you on the meet and greet list.
Ooh.
To meet Nothing More.
Yeah, that hurts. That hurts real bad.
I was like, why would you tell me that?
I don't know. A sense of honesty is maybe good in a relationship. He just wanted you to know that maybe give you the chance to still cancel your trip.
He was trying to give me the out, but I just couldn't. And it sucks because I've seen them in concert so many times, but this was my friend's station event. So he had the hookup there. All these other concerts I've been to, he didn't have any kind of hookup. So it wasn't the same. He can't walk up there and be like, don't you know who I am? This concert, he was running it. So it didn't matter. And I couldn't go. And they're going to be back in town one more time this year that I know of so far. I'm going to be out of town that weekend.
You're kidding.
Oh, I'm going to Boston with my friends that weekend.
No.
Yeah. Which, that wouldn't be an all-access weekend anyway.
Yeah, but still, it could have made up for your lost concert.
And I told my friends whenever they were deciding on this trip, I'm like, well, Nothing More is going to be in town that weekend. Don't forget. Because my girlfriend was talking about going to that concert, too. But she wants to go to Boston instead.
I don't care. Well.
So that was my missed opportunity. I did, I made it half a day before I sent a guilty text to my niece and was like, you totally ditched me for a rock star, right? And she's like, I don't know, maybe, why? And then I told her, but I did end it with, but I still get to see you walk across stage at your graduation, so I still win. I had to make her feel guilty and let her know what I'm giving up. But I couldn't cancel my plans because everybody already knew about it. She knew about it. I didn't want to disappoint her.
I mean, she's becoming an adult, and you really need to get used to the fact of disappointment. So it was a life lesson that you could have taught her, but you didn't.
Then while I was in Georgia, I was driving her and her boyfriend around, and I had it on a rock station in my rental car, and her boyfriend was like, oh, do you know Nothing More? And I was like, oh, Rihanna, did you tell him? And she's like, no, I couldn't even remember the band's name. He just randomly Rock and Nothing More together. Yeah. And then I'm like fangirling out in the car. I'm driving them around and I'm like, oh my God, well, I was supposed to meet him, but instead I'm here. And it was like the day of.
I'm really sorry.
It's okay.
Well, I mean, I'm sort of sorry because your husband, Jeremy, hired me to play a trick on you. I guess it's not really a trick, but he thought it'd be really funny if I took a picture of you and photoshopped into a meet and greet picture. And I did it and I sent it to you at the perfect moment because you were like, you know, running to the airport, make sure you got there on time and you were nervous about everything. And you were letting me know that everything worked out and you got there. And I was like, I'm so glad all your wildest dreams will come true except for this. And I sent you the picture.
That was pretty great.
It was so great. Like I had been sitting on it for like a day and a half. I was like, when do I send this to her?
No, that was absolutely perfect. I was so glad that I made it to the airport in enough time. My plane was a little late, so that gave me even more time. And I'm starting to calm down. And then you send me that. And I'm like laughing hysterically because it's funny, but also sad because it's true.
Yeah.
Because I cry laugh. That was a multiple emotions cry laugh.
Yeah. I blame Jeremy. It was his brainchild. I hope you don't hate me for it.
No, not at all.
So I had something crazy happen this weekend.
Ooh.
Yeah. I went to a family member's house who I'd never been there before. She lives out of town in a downtown area. And I was nervous about parking because of it being like in the middle of a city or whatever.
Can you parallel park?
I can.
Okay.
I can parallel park, but you never know like what is allowed. I don't know. It just makes me nervous. I never want to get towed. It's like I've been towed before and like in the middle of the night and it was not a good situation. And I had to call I was a teenager and I called my stepdad in the middle at like 3 o'clock in the morning to like pick me up and drive me around. He has to go to work at 5:30 in the morning. And I never want that to happen to me again. It was such a nightmare. He was so mad at me.
Did he find parking cones in the back of your car whenever he picked it up?
No, not that time or this weekend.
Okay.
That's another story. So, I made a snap decision because the space was available and I didn't want to lose the opportunity to park somewhere close. So I went inside, I was taking a shower, and I got out and I looked out the bathroom window and I saw this tow truck. And I was like, oh, shoot. So I grab my keys and I run out there and I want to move my car to put it in. I want to put it in a safer place or figure out what the situation is. So I'm in a towel.
Why are you in a towel? Were you out at the pool?
I'd taken a shower.
So you have no clothes on. There's no swimsuit underneath this towel.
No, I was in a towel. And when I'm trying to move my car so I don't get towed, a cop car pulls by. And he gets out and starts asking me questions like, why are you in a towel? Can I see some identification? No, I don't have an identification. I don't have my purse on me. So, you know, I'm getting read the riot act and I run back in the house. I can't find my purse anywhere to give them an identification. They followed me in there and then I woke up. It was a dream. It was so real, though. It felt so real. It was crazy. I was so nervous. Like, I woke up in a sweat. I was like, why? Why did I believe that I'd be running around in a towel? That's not something I would do. I'm the most modest person on the planet.
In a case of emergency, no. I'd run out in a towel.
Would you really?
Yeah.
To stop from being towed?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe I'd be lucky and a boob would pop out and they wouldn't tow me. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So that's the most interesting thing that happened this weekend was a dream.
See, I was going to ask why you were showering at somebody else's house.
Yeah, like, why would I do that? I just show up and then jump in the shower? No. I don't know. I really had, honestly, a very chill weekend. We went hung out by the pool. I didn't travel anywhere. I didn't have to worry about parking. I just watched a lot of Lost. We're binge watching that with the kids right now. So, and I think, I don't know, I've got like this throat thing happening. So I'm just going to sleep a lot this upcoming weekend. Try to get over it.
I'm sorry you're not feeling well.
I know.
I did a juice cleanse for 2 days this week. So I love doing the juice cleanses and I always feel so well after, but during, I just feel stupid because I'm like, am I talking right? I feel like it takes me forever to get through a story, which I don't know why. It always takes me forever to get through a story. So why is it any difference on a juice cleanse? But I guess it just makes me a little spacious feeling.
Mm-hmm.
So I was talking to people in the office yesterday and I'm like, did my stories make sense? Were they funny? Did they take too long? Because sometimes I feel like people are looking at me like, come on, come on with
no.
it. And I don't feel like I drag on that much, but I feel like, I guess because I do so much editing, mm-hmm. I know that you're supposed to be straight to the point, and I never am because I say something and then I remember something else and then I backtrack and then it's never just like a straight, it's never a flawless story.
Oh.
It's always, oh yeah, and this, and this, and then I just repeat myself. And it's just a circle of me repeating myself till I finally get through to the story. And then there may or may not have been a payoff.
I feel that way all the time. I don't need to be juicing to feel that way. I'm so paranoid that I don't know, just talk too much. Which I don't. I like even speed talk to get done talking sooner so I don't have to talk anymore. I've said that before, though.
And I do have a PSA.
Ooh. Does this relate to me? I hope.
Yes.
Okay.
It's a repeat PSA.
Okay.
Wear sunscreen. That's my PSA. Because whenever I was in Georgia, my husband's Irish. And I mean, he's American, but he's of Irish descent. And I call him a ginger because he pretty much has translucent skin. He sunburns so incredibly ugly. If he puts sunscreen on himself, I mean, it's bad. If he puts sunscreen on himself, he's like blotchy or he'll have lines and it'll be stark white, bright red.
I'm an adult. I have had a handprint sunburn on my arm before. How could I not have rubbed that in?
Don't be fooled by his hair, Amy. He's an adult. He is a full-blown adult. He went to my friend's house and went to a pool party and they're all tan people. Olive skinned and get really dark. So they don't wear sunscreen. Well, Jeremy's not responsible and nobody put sunscreen on him. So I come home and I told him he was the ugliest shade of red I've ever seen before. Unhealthy is what I said. That is an unhealthy shade of red. And then I was out at my friend's pool this weekend and I'm dark complected. Am I dark complected or I get dark? I don't know.
I think you tan well.
Something. So formerly white, now it's summer and I'm not white. I was out at my friend's pool all weekend and I'm really paranoid about sun damage to my face. So I keep sunscreen on my face, but not on the rest of my body. So my face is sun-kissed, I guess. And then the rest of my body is bronze. Like I look like maybe a suntan, a spray tan. Went wrong. Like you
no,
went on the darkest degree of sunscreen and then you didn't wash it off.
You're exaggerating.
You don't think I'm pretty darn dark already.
Your arms are, yeah, but it's not like so extreme that I'm like, What kind of powder is she using?
Well, I'm worried about sending image to my face. I need to worry about wrinkles on my boobs, because that's going to be coming.
Yeah, worry about your whole body.
Oh, yeah. And, like cancer.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. My daughter Morgan, we were hanging by the pool. I time myself. Like, I will not do more than 10 minutes on either side, and then I'm in the shade. Just because in the family, we've had some scares, and I was laying out, drying off, honestly. I just didn't use a towel. I was laying out, drying off. She's like, so, Mom, just yelling across the pool in front of everybody, hope you don't get cancer. I'm like, that is so rude. Morgan, I hope you don't drown. Jerk. I didn't know. I'm an adult, I swear.
and that's not ad lib. That's actually what happened.
Oh,
that
absolutely.
Is verbatim what happened.
Absolutely.
But that was a jerk move to say that, though.
Yeah.
I'm in of you.
Oh. I mean, I guess it wasn't nice, but I don't know why I always got to walk on eggshells. Sometimes I just want to be real with her.
Who all was out at the pool whenever this exchange went down?
Well, it was at my in-laws' house, so it was like all their kids and all their grandkids. It was everybody. Everybody lives in the same 5-mile radius, so on the weekends we pile in at their pool. It was just embarrassing. I don't want to be the center of attention, even around family. Don't talk about me.
Okay, so family, you all listen to this podcast. Next time Amy's hanging out at the pool being a jerk, why don't you just pop on some Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips podcast and let everybody listen to it. Let Amy be the center of attention.
No.
May I suggest some? There's one where Amy has a fit about ice cream. That would be a good one to look at. There's another one where she stomped on Josh's toe while they were in court.
No, he stomped on my toe.
Correction. Yes. Get it right, center of attention.
Me.
So I felt like I talked forever.
No.
I feel like they talked so extremely long.
No.
So I hope that was well worth the tease. We teased last weekend. We never teased because we don't know what the hell we're going to do ever in life or otherwise.
No.
But I did tease it last weekend just because that was detrimental to me. But I'm glad how it turned out, though.
Yeah.
I am so glad that I went to Georgia. I had an absolute best time. I speak words.
PSA, finish your thought.
But I hope my long drawn out story was well worth the tease. And coming up next week, who knows? We'll figure it out later.
It'll be great. That's all I know.
It'll be awesome. Maybe we'll have more trivia. Not. Thank you for listening to Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips with me, Lacey G, and my bestie,
Amy Nichols. And be sure to subscribe to iTunes and Google Play.
And while you're there, you can leave us a rating. You can leave us a comment. You can check out other Kid Nation podcasts, including Fat Guy Handbook with White Cheddar, who joined us earlier. Thank you again for joining us. And hit us up on our socials, Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips on Instagram, on Facebook, Loose Lips Hips on Twitter, and check out what Amy's got for lunch at Kid Nation Toaster Chronicles. Keep your hips loose
and lips hip.
Thanks for listening.
I'm very proud of myself.